Leo's insights are presented to challenge, inform, and encourage you in your quest to break free from school-based approaches to education. Building upon a foundation of unschooling, we sincerely hope these insights help you to consider how education can be truly unlimited.
Last time, we ended by questioning the ultimate goal of modern schools. As long as there have been schools, there has been an overarching motivation towards some sort of universal compliance. Perhaps some of these motivations have been of a good nature, but then again, whenever something becomes mandated by government, the objective should be suspect. The best way to evaluate the potential motivation of a school is to ask a simple question. What part does God have in the overall program? While Jesuits may have originally had God in mind, the compliance objective was towards a particular expression of faith or doctrine, which was essentially nothing more than indoctrination. Since then, all schools have had precious little to do with God, especially since the social revolution of the 1960s. Needless to say, public schools which advance themselves as neutral will most certainly not have faith in God as a central tenet of their existence. Separate, mostly Catholic schools are also not likely to be advancing faith in God, at least not from an academic perspective, since they use the very same curriculum as public schools. Private schools aren't much different. Most use a secular public school curriculum or a facsimile thereof and operate with a fear of funding shortfall. Most alternative schools and charter schools also follow government-mandated programming, all of which has little to no place for the advancement of faith in God. That leaves us with homeschooling. I may perhaps have been blind or naive when we started home educating nearly 35 years ago, but I believe the very reason the home education movement got started was that parents wanted to escape the godless secular public education system, and many had come to understand that the separate Catholic system was really no different. Parents wanted to reincorporate God into the education of their children. To address this goal, private schools came into existence, and they also provided the childcare aspect of schools that parents had come to expect. However, with government funding came the expectation of following godless government programming. When my wife and I got seriously involved with the home education industry as facilitators and later as home education providers under a private school, I initially found a sort of camaraderie among providers and staff. However, it did not take long before the central focus and competition for students started to take on embarrassingly unchristian-like characteristics.
We trust you were blessed by today's presentation. For more helpful information to guide you in your home education journey, please visit educationunlimited.ca and leogaumont.com. Be sure to like us and share us on Facebook.